As you're listening to me, Daisy, Apple's iPhone disassembly robot, is dismantling an iPhone into lots of recyclable parts. That's how Apple recovers more materials than conventional recycling methods. Thanks, Daisy. There's more to iPhone.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
This is a podcast from The Times, sports newspaper of the year. Hello and welcome to The Games, the podcast of record from The Times. I'm Chris Skinner, and in moments I'll be speaking to four-time Olympic gold medalist Matthew Pinsent. Also on the show, Owen Slott will assess Bradley Wiggins' chances in the time trial, and Rick Broadbent will provide an athletics update. You've been getting in touch using the MyOlympics hashtag in Twitter, and over the last 24 hours, you've been quite an inspired bunch, despite the lack of gold medals. Louise said, "What a brilliant day. If you get the chance to go to the Games, an unforgettable experience. London smiling and at its best." Agree? Disagree? Let us know. So, over to Matthew Pinsent. The Times have had him running around from venue to venue in the first week, and I started by asking for his highlights so far.
I thought, even though the result wasn't brilliant for GB, I thought the men's road race was fantastic, because it just showed the passion for Olympic sport that the British people have got. You know, they reckon there were hundreds of thousands of people out, and it was probably the biggest crowd for an Olympic event in Olympic history, which I think is fantastic. Now, we all wanted Mark Cavendish to win, of course we did, and you know, the team tried their best and it wasn't to be, but for me that set the Games off on a great footing, because it just showed that the population were massively behind the Games, and the ticket sales, which have been generally very good, are being reflected in a passionate and knowledgeable crowd, which for me is an important part of hosting.
Now, the women's race impressed me just as much, given the state of the weather and still the volume of crowds that turned up.
That's right. The men were sort of lovely sunshine, and you could imagine it being 10 deep then, but even in the sort of, there were sort of moments of driving rain for the women's race, and I reckon the numbers were comparable.
Now, you know a thing or two about endurance and recovery. Wiggins and Froome have got the time trials later on today. Can they really be in tip-top condition for that?
I think it's probably impossible for them to be in tip-top condition given the summer they've had with the Tour and then the road race the other day. But cyclists are amazing engines. I would be amazed if they hadn't done 3 or 4 hours of training a day between now and what they did on Saturday. It just becomes a habit for them that they go out and ride. They ride quite a lot on the rest days of the Tour de France, when you think that's one of the toughest events they ever have, they still go out and ride on the rest days. So I really hope that Bradley gives it a decent crack. And if he does, I think he's got a chance of winning it. Of course he does. And I think that would cement him a nice piece of sort of Olympic history. I think he's on, is he five Olympic medals so far? Something like that.
Yep.
And so, to get to go one more would be really nice.
Now, I can't let you go without talking to you about rowing.
Of course.
Patrick Kidd was on the programme yesterday. He predicted golds aplenty. In fact, I think he said 4 golds. How are you feeling?
I would have said that's about right. Yeah, I think there are 4 British boats who are right at the top of their form and are the best in the world. I would say, I mean, he must have said the women's double scull, the women's coxless pair, which race Wednesday, women's double scull's Friday. The men's 4 go on Saturday. And I'm presuming he said the lightweight men's double
the
scull
lightweight
on Hunter
four,
and Purchase.
That's exactly it.
Yeah, so I think it's pretty clear what we all think are our 4 best shots. But what's great is we've got 2 or 3 other ones. The women's lightweight double have suddenly come good this regatta. The men's eight, they go on Wednesday. They've got a chance of winning. I wouldn't put it any stronger than that. They do have a chance of winning. So for them, and the one other boat I'd want to mention would be the lightweight men's four. You know, we've got six or seven boats there, three or four of whom have got absolutely the right to call themselves favourite, and the others who are thinking, you know what, on our day we can win this. And it just hopefully in the next three or four days we get lots of crews having their race of their lives. You know, it's great for our sport. You know, rowing is more popular in the UK now than it is anywhere in the world, which is great for us. It's great for a home Olympics.
I'm sure you played a small part in that yourself.
Oh, massive. Yeah, absolutely massive.
Matthew, thanks for your time. That's much appreciated.
No problem. All the best.
I'm joined now by Chief Sports Reporter Owen Slott. Owen, it depends how you define the most successful Olympian, but in terms of volume of medals, Bradley Wiggins has a chance in the time trial tomorrow of becoming Britain's most successful Olympian. How do you see his chances?
He has a very good chance of winning that gold medal, that's for sure. he's one of the favourites. He's the bookies' favourite now, actually. And there's been a few indications recently that he's in very good form.
He looked in tremendous form in the time trials on the Tour de France and various events before that. This is really where he comes into his own, isn't it?
Well, time trialing is his expertise, his number one expertise. I mean, to win the Tour de France, you have to be an all-rounder. That's what gets you over the line first in Paris. You have to be able to climb, and you have to be able to do time trialing. Now, he won the Tour de France this year by being a pretty damn good climber and an absolutely first-class time trialer.
Who are we expecting to see challenging him? Cancellara's obviously got an injury. Are we looking Tony Martin, Chris Froome, anyone else?
Well, this is interesting. You've mentioned the challenges already, and there's a sort of an asterisk by all of them. One, Fabian Cancellara, probably a week ago, you would have said that he would be your favourite. He's the reigning Olympic champion. He is the one of the greatest time trialists of all time. He started in the Tour de France and pulled out specifically early in order to prepare for the Olympics. He is a fantastic time trialer, but he took a whopping crash in the road race on Saturday. We thought he'd broken a collarbone. It looked very unlikely that he was going to compete in the time trial, but he is going to compete. So, question mark: how fit he is? How much is that going to be a problem to him? We don't know, but that's the question mark against him. Now, the next up is Tony Martin, who is the world champion, a German rider, obviously a pretty handy time trialer, given he's the world champion. He's had a very troubled season. He had a bad crash in April, broke a bone, had to pull out for a while. He was back in time for the Tour de France. He crashed again in the Tour de France. Took some pretty bad damage to his wrist. Carried on for about three or four days and then pulled out there. So he hasn't had a long run of riding. He hasn't been in a position to show great form. So there's the question mark against him. So there's those two. And then Chris Froome, as you mentioned, his countryman, who was in Team Sky with him in the Tour de France. When Wiggins won both time trials, Chris Froome came second in both of them. So we as in Great Britain, are pretty well positioned. Two pretty good challenges for the gold medal.
Make a call then. Do you think we can have two medals, and what colour are they going to be?
Oh, okay, all right. I'll lay it down. I think Wiggins will win the gold, and I think that Froome will win the bronze. I'd expect one of Cancellara and Martin to deliver on the day.
I'm joined now by our athletics correspondent, Rick Broadbent. Rick, we haven't heard from you yet because the athletics is so late to the party. What are you most excited about at this stage?
Well, you're right, Chris. It does start late. You know, the world has come to London, and minor athletes have all gone to Portugal to train, but they're drifting in now. The things I'm most looking forward to, there's a few. I mean, from a British perspective, it's hard to look past Jessica Ennis and Mo Farah.
Yeah.
you know, Jess, we've got to know quite well through her role as a Times columnist and following her for the last few years. So
and she then, kicks off on Friday, doesn't she?
She
Jessica?
Starts Friday. I mean, Southland takes place over 2 days, so they start Friday, finish Saturday. When she finishes with the 800 metres, the last of the seven events. Half an hour after that, you've got Mo Farah going in the 10,000 metres final on Saturday night. So that could be quite an astonishing an hour, really.
Let's just look at Philips Odoo as well. What's the current situation?
The situation there is farcical, I think is the best word to put it. You have a head coach and a former world champion who don't speak. Basically, they fell out because Charles Van Comney said you do were pulled out of a team via Twitter. You do were denied that and said... coach is a blatant liar, so this has been rumbling on for a year now, so they don't speak to each other. So therefore getting information about the extent of his injury, because he has got an injury, has been hard. Basically, Phillips is definitely in a bit of a panic, hence he didn't go to the training camp. He chose to get his own physiotherapist in London, who he's worked with for a long time, and he's doing everything he can to get fit. The good thing in his favour is in the triple jump, he only needs to pull out two big jumps.
Yeah.
And he's got a medal. To be honest, the extent of how bad it is, the injury, we probably won't know until he's done his first jump.
I wonder how much some people use injuries as mind games. Not to wind up Van Comney, but to wind up any potential opponents. He has, no one has really much idea of his form this season, do they?
No.
Could there be anything in this, that his injury is being overplayed?
Yeah, there could be. No athletes, even though it's a solo event, an individual event, and in most of these events, nothing that, you know, you do physically affects your opponents, they don't like to reveal injuries. Di Green is another one who had knee surgery last winter, and he kept that quiet for months before it flipped out. It's a funny event, the triple jump. You know, it's easy to mess up, and it's easy to just not exactly fluke one jump, but just like one big jump, and you've got a gold medal. So if he turns up, he's got a chance.
Now, I want you to make a call. Let's say it's 12th of August. How many golds have Britain won in athletics?
Athletics, I think... Well, their target is 8, including 1 gold, and I think they'll do better than that. I think they could get 3 golds, which would be an immense achievement compared to previous years. I think Jess Grenis will get a gold. I think Mo Farah will get a gold. He's in 2 events. I mean, he could get 2, but I'd put him down for 1. And I think Di Green will probably get a gold. I mean, on paper, he is slower than his rivals, but they've got to run 3 rounds. He's strong, and... over 3 rounds, I think he probably has got more in the tank than some of the guys up again. So I'd go for 3 medals, and I think 8's probably about right. They could get more.
That's fighting talk, and I love it. we're just desperate for the athletics to start, so we look forward to talking to you a little bit more once we're up and running there. Rick, thanks for your time.
No problem. Good to meet you.
Some more of your thoughts using the MyOlympics hashtag in Twitter from Will. Never thought I'd be going through Hackney on the train to get to an Olympic venue. Which sums up some of the disbelief that it's happening in a part of town that's just not used to getting breaks, I guess. And Justine Gordon, it's great how we're all watching Olympics together every night. Teenagers happy to sit down with parents. It might feel nice and novel now, but before you know it, you'll be arguing one of you wants to watch equestrian, one of you wants to watch basketball, one of you storms upstairs, someone tells the other one they're being childish, doors get slammed. Send your thoughts over and we'll read as many as we can on tomorrow's programme. You can listen to this programme on our amazing iPad app. It comes complete with pictures to help describe some of the elements I'm trying to bumble my way through. And it's also available as a podcast in iTunes. Just search Games Podcast in the iTunes store. If you aren't yet a Times subscriber, you can do so by visiting timespacks.co.uk. There's a pack there to suit your needs. Our next show will be with you tomorrow morning. The Times iPad edition will be updating at 5 a.m, 5 p.m, and 10:30 p.m. The gold rush just might start later on today. Enjoy it.
VoiceOver describes what's happening on your iPhone screen.
VoiceOver on. Settings.
So you can navigate it just by listening.
Books. Contacts. Calendar. Double tap to open. Breakfast with Anna from 10 to 11.
And get on with your day. Accessibility. There's more to iPhone.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.